Here are 10 marketing tips that you can try right now. 1, go come up with 15 new hashtags. Put your service plus your city, then your city plus your service. Come up with how many ever versions of that it gives you, whether it can be other suburbs, whether it's the city, whether it's a broader area or a narrow area. So for instance, it could be, I live in Nashville. So it'd be Nashville Lashes, Nashville Eyelash Extensions, Nashville, Nashville Lashes. Then I can go to suburbs of Nashville, Franklin Lashes, Lashes Franklin, Franklin Eyelash Extensions, Eyelash Extensions Franklin, Brentwood Eyelash Extensions, Eyelash Extensions Brentwood, and just keep going through that until you come up with 15 or until you run out of different combinations for local suburbs that make sense. Because then if you still need more, then think about other services that are similar to what you offer or what your target client might be doing. Maybe CrossFit Nashville, Nashville CrossFit, Yoga Nashville, Nashville Yoga, Nashville Yogi, Nashville Instagrammers, Franklin Instagrammers, Nashville Coffee, Coffee Nashville, until you have 15 new hashtags that you can try out on every single post. Marketing tip number 2 is write down your entire current client list. That's right. Everybody who's a client of yours, who's come in at least 2 times consistently, will consider those a client of yours. Write them all down out on a list. Then I want you to keep this list nearby where you check them out so that the next time they come in for an appointment, you remember to ask them for a referral and hand them 2 business cards. You can even take it a step further and say, hey, if I want to run a special for you, I will give your friends, whoever brings in this card with your name on it, $20 off their next full set, and then I'll be happy to give you $10 off your next service. But be intentional about asking your current clientele for referrals. This is going to keep you accountable. If you kind of block up, let's say you have 20 clients, take 5 clients a month and just ask them for a referral and see how many new clients you have from month to month just by doing this little practice of being intentional about asking for referrals. Marketing tip number 3. I want you to do some research on real estate agents or big apartment complexes near you. You can do a Google search, find just, you know, the big apartment communities that have like, I don't know, 300 plus units or apartments that have like apartment manager and like a reception area. I want you to contact either the real estate agent that has good reviews, or maybe it's a small time real estate agent that maybe is new and getting started, or big apartment complexes. And I want you to speak to whoever's in charge, whether it's the real estate agent or the manager on duty, and ask if you can leave a gift for new residents or new home buyers with your information and a small gift. Whenever somebody is moving, like buying a house or moving into a new apartment, they're likely new to the area and looking for new service providers. And when your information is already in their house, in their home, looking through something that they're already going to look through, like a welcome basket or a thanks for buying this house for me kind of a thing, you already have a leg up. I recommend including some sort of discount or some sort of gift with it. It's a small marketing expense, even a $5 Starbucks gift card and your business card together. It can be as simple as that. But that is a great way for you to get in front of new customers who are on the search for new service providers that are local to them. Marketing tip number 4 is also a time-saving hack. If you've been posting consistently for, let's say you've been on Instagram at least 3 months, or Facebook, same works for Facebook, I want you to once a week repurpose a previous post, which means that you are not creating any new images or captions. You are just taking a post from 8 to 12 weeks ago and posting it again. The lifespan of a post is about what, 10, 15 minutes, maybe an hour or two if you're real lucky and you hit it right on the head of getting that engagement. But chances are your followers didn't see hardly any of your posts in the past. Given that organic reach, at least on Instagram, is still anywhere from 1 to 3%. So that means if you have 100 followers, only about 1 to 3 people really engaged, paid attention to your post. And let's face it, if that post was 8 to 12 weeks ago, they ain't going to remember it. So it is a really quick and easy way for you to be consistent in your posts without creating more work on your plate. The bonus strategy, the kind of next level strategy for this, is to look back over the last 3 months or more at some of your top performing posts and also to repurpose those. So you'll have 2 to 3 posts a week that are fresh new content, before and afters, lifestyle, behind the scenes, inspirational posts, and then you'll use 1, could even go 2 posts a week to repurpose that you don't have to create anything new. Marketing tip number 5 is putting an FAQ section on your website. Generally, those are either in the form of a blog or its own page where it's just a list of FAQs. It could also be on the services page with frequently asked questions. You want to get real basic in these questions because you are the expert. Whether you've been a lash artist for 10 minutes or 10 years, you have more knowledge about what the service is than your average client or the public does. So you can get real basic of, what are eyelash extensions made of? Do you cut my lashes? And think about the most common questions that somebody who's never had lashes before might ask you, and start to answer those. If you're not sure, start to Google what types of questions you think people might ask, and you'll see related searches pop up on the Google page of what other people might be asking that's similar to your question. So if you go Google, what are eyelash extensions made of? You'll find other related questions that people are Googling that are similar to that type of question you have, and that can help you start a database of FAQs if you're completely clueless. But think back when you didn't know what eyelash extensions were. What were the types of questions you had? Create an FAQ page on your website that helps to educate somebody visiting your website. And again, a next level strategy would to be use that same question and that same answer as a social media post. Marketing tip number 6 is knowing what makes you different than the 30 other lash artists in a 5-mile radius. Now, maybe your market isn't that saturated. Maybe it is. Even if it's just one other person, you need to know what makes you different than them. This is what's going to be huge in you not competing on price. Your price may be one thing that makes you different, but it's not the only thing. The easiest way to know what makes you different than another lash artist in the area is what pisses you off about their work. What makes you frustrated when their work comes in? Now, maybe their work is better than yours, but maybe it's that they take longer. Maybe they take shorter. Maybe they have a different vibe than you. Maybe they're targeting younger people and you want the older people. There is something that's unique about every single lash artist in your city. And the more you can kind of tune in to the things that make you different, that make you the expert in one area or the other, no matter how good or bad you think you are in comparison to your competition, is what's going to make you stand out and what's going to help you to attract the clients that value what you have to offer and what makes you different. Marketing tip number 7. Every time you get a new follower, I want you to be discerning in who they are. Are they somebody that is a potential customer? Great. If so, reach out to them. Send them a quick DM saying, hey, thanks for following my page. I post lots of educational, inspirational tips on blah, 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 whatever it is that your page represents. If you ever have any questions about eyelash extensions, feel free to DM me. I'd love to help you learn more about eyelash extensions and how they can benefit you. If they are a follower who you're pretty sure will never be a customer of yours, go ahead and remove or block that follower. Marketing tip number 8, do an audit of your website and count how many times you talk about yourself, I, or your name. It should always, everything should always be about your customer. They don't care about who you are until they know that you can help them. So make it all about them. They don't care how you became a lash artist, that you were so lost before lashes, that you were the captain of the cheer team in high school. They don't give two about it. So make it all about them and how you can help them with their pain points, their problems, and their desired results. Make it about them and remove you from the equation unless it's in regards to how you can help them. Marketing tip number 9, include your face in more social media. whether it's posts, whether it's stories. I bet you'll find, just like most of my students, when you post more of yourself, you will get more engagement. So post pictures of you. You can take tons of photos of yourself, of you working, the behind the scenes, you sharing a video or a tip. The more you can show up as you, the more connection people will have with you, and thus they'll create more trust and loyalty to you rather than just some random Instagram business page. That is your advantage compared to your competition, is when you can show you a little piece of you, share funny stories, share behind the scenes, and just be the human behind the brand. Marketing tip number 10, ask for reviews. Make sure that you have a Google My Business page set up and a Yelp account if that's something that's utilized in your city, and ask the clients you know love you, who will leave you a good review, please ask them to leave a review. In my business, every time I sent a client their before and after photos, it was always followed up with links on where they could leave their reviews and to tag me in any post that they share of these photos. By asking for the review from clients that you know will leave you a good review, you minimize the chance of a bad review being left because somebody's upset, and you also tend to drown out any bad reviews because of the volume of good reviews you have. Make it a practice to ask for somebody to leave you a review when they have a great experience.